verses 13 to 22 of Ruth chapter 4. So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. Then he went to her and the Lord enabled her to conceive and she gave birth to a son. And the women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap and cared for him. And the women living there said, "Naomi has a son." And they named him Obed. And he was the father of Jesse, the father of David. This then is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron the father of Ram. Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab the father of Nahshon. Nahshon the father of Salmon. Salmon the father of Boaz. Boaz the father of Obed. Obed the father of Jesse. And Jesse, the father of David.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's good to see you. First of all, you might be wondering, why am I doing the Christmas Day service? And then you can hear the reading that's been planned and see why Simon passed it on to me. Have you ever heard of a more exciting Christmas reading? Well, we'll see. It is pretty exciting in a moment. I want to tell you, last night we had our service. It ended at, well, anyway, I got home at about 12:30. It takes me a long time to get to sleep, but it takes me I battle to get to sleep, but battle to wake up. You can also ask my daughter. She's normally shouting at me to wake up that she's going to be late for school. But what happened is I got settled, and now I was lying in bed, and I was just dozing off, and then 1:30 in the morning, knocking at the door. Who do you think it is? I thought maybe... No, man, you heard my story. Father, I thought it was Father Christmas. No, it was a man delivering a pizza at 1:30 in the morning. I really was worried. If I didn't have a German shepherd just near me, I would have been probably panicking. And then he said, "Pizza delivery," and I said, "No." And I thought, maybe someone in the church has given me an early Christmas gift. And so it was freezing, and I wanted to take it so he could go. And obviously he wasn't too sure to give it to me because I said no twice. And then he said, "Oh, my boss probably wrote it down wrong. I'll be back." But he didn't come back. So maybe it was not 13 Harrison Close, but 30. I hope you enjoyed your pizza. And so that was my first supposed gift of Christmas, and I didn't get it. It was a disappointment. And maybe there are some gifts that you got that weren't what you wanted. But we're going to see Christmas, even though, you know, soon it's going to be clearing up the Christmas presents and putting the Christmas tree down, and you'll see Christmas trees in the rubbish, lots of boxes, and then school will start. And then it's, 300 and so many more days till Christmas, and Christmas comes and goes. But what we see here, what this passage is going to show us, that it doesn't keep going, it stops, and it's forever. And so first of all, I want to say, this passage... Oh, we have left my Bible. Let me get it. It ends with a granny with a baby on her lap. Now, our children, who here thinks their grannies know what Roblox are? They probably think it's... Their grannies, you probably think it's a type of Lego. I know you know what it is. Grannies are great, aren't they? But they might not be up with the hip with the most technology. They probably think Fortnite is just 2 weeks. But it's something else. Grown-ups, you can ask younger people about it. But here is a granny who's so proud. She's got a baby on her knee. And technically, it's actually not hers by blood. But she is so excited. And everyone in the village is saying, "That's your child." I remember my mom, when she was handed her first grandchild, my daughter, and her just bursting into tears out of joy. Here's Naomi, because Naomi's had a really hard time. If you want to sum up what Naomi is, Naomi backwards is the name of Naomi, is "I moan." She's got reason to moan. She's had a hard time. She's lost everything. She buried her husband, she buried her sons, thankfully she had a good daughter-in-law, and they left their home and through a whole bunch of exciting circumstances, which you should read the book of Ruth. It's short, but it's really exciting. She is now feeling safe and secure, and this baby has saved her. And so our first baby I want to introduce you to, by the way, they haven't woken up yet. We've got three babies at the front. You think Christmas is about one baby? I've got the three babies of Christmas. So I'm just going to bring them a bit closer. Would someone help? I've got baby. So Zoom people. I've got baby Boaz here. Bella, can you come and help me? Baby Obed. And you know we're going to do things like the Lion King when you take the baby up and show it. Do you want to unwrap baby Obed? And show everyone baby Obed. Okay, I'll make sure that you see it. It's bread, okay? It's not Obed. Obed, you can sit back down. Thank you. The way we remember Obed is because really he helped out provide food and through a whole bunch of circumstances and look after the family. And so it was God providing, giving food, looking after, providing for the family. We see baby Obed. But we see at the end of the Ruth why the story is here. I mean, besides the amazing story, what significance do we see? Because Obed, this baby that Naomi is holding, is the grandfather of King David. And so King David was really well known in the Bible. So who would like to help me show baby David to people? So here's baby David. Okay, do you want to unwrap baby David? You just throw the thing down and pick it up. Yeah. What's inside? There we go. Okay. So what's inside is a crown. Okay. Because we had David was the king. And that's really important because we see here, if this God hadn't looked after Ruth and Naomi, there wouldn't be a Obed and there wouldn't be a David. And David was the king of Israel. He was a special king. He loved God. He didn't get it right all the time. He messed up, but he really tried to follow God. And he said this one day. He built, this is in 2 Samuel, he built himself a palace and he said to God, oh, you've still got a tent as a temple. Because they hadn't built a temple yet. And he said, I better build you a house. And God had a plan where he said, no, I'm going to build you a house, meaning a family. And he said this, you're going to have a son, David. And we know it wasn't just David having a son. Someone, one of David's descendants, was going to be a king. And listen to this. But your family and your kingdom will continue forever before me. Your rule will last forever. And he's saying that David's going to have someone related to David's going to be a king that lasts forever. So who wants to come and unwrap? Amelia, come and unwrap. So he has baby Jesus. So, if you can sit down. My daughter's quite perturbed because I've taken the star off our Christmas tree. I think, obviously, these aren't the real babies. They didn't look like this. This is a way to remember. I think the why I've chosen the star is because when the star came, people followed the star. It rested. It stopped where Jesus was. And what we see is here's the king. It was a sign showing that Jesus, the king, is here. The king that is a provider and rescuer and that looks after people, just like the story of Ruth had, and a king that is David's son, that was a son that will rule forever and ever. That means it won't stop. There won't be an ending to it. You know how all good stories end and they lived happily ever after? Well, that's what the Bible is saying. It is that. It's going to be the happy ending. We've seen part of it happen, and it's going to fully happen one day when Jesus comes back. But we got the first step so far, and then the next one. It doesn't carry on. So those other two babies and other people in the Bible, they were pointing. Okay. This is my, so I knocked my hand in the fridge and now it's swollen up. But so you can see it. But all other things that baby Ruth, baby Obed, King David, all pointing towards one person, Jesus. Jesus doesn't point towards anyone else. He is here and he's come. And so I want to say that this is what it means. He's the one that came to make everything right. And Christmas starts with that. And it points to a time when he'll come back and he will do something amazing. So I know many of you, children, you're really excited, but maybe some grown-ups might find Christmas hard. In fact, they say it's one of the saddest parts of the year for many people because you remember people that you've lost, or maybe family that's not together anymore. Maybe your family split up and it used to be together. And so there's some sad things that happen. And if it's not at Christmas, children, have you ever cried? Have you ever been upset about something? Have you ever felt rejected? Have you ever felt hurt? Grown-ups, I know you've had it because you've got more years to live. There are sad things that happen. But we're told in the end, that King Jesus that lives forever, last chapter, second to last chapter of the Bible, he'll come and he'll wipe away all those tears, and death and crying will be no more. And so that's what Christmas is about. The King that's come to set that ready. He doesn't point to anything else. And so think about, there's the three babies, they're pointing, getting us a better picture, and then there's Jesus that comes once and for all. He's the King that's going to rule forever, and so the happily ever after, it's forever, and it's going to be good. And so this Christmas, remember that this is what Jesus came to do, to start things up, to bring about the happily ever after. And that's why we as Christians celebrate and know that we're waiting for that to happen, but it's definitely going to happen. It's not going to be like the present that I got at 1:30 in the morning that was taken back again. It's forever. So can I pray for you and for your Christmas that you hold on to that, that you can remember the words happily ever after, because that is not a fairy tale, it's real. Amen.